proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me. Many times, when Christians visit the Holy Land, they have an aha moment. Perhaps they recall a passage in the Bible and link it to the site before them. They see the stories of the Bible come to life. Scholars in the 19th century refer to the land of Israel as the fifth gospel because of this. The disciples also had an aha moment after the Savior's resurrection. For the past 3 years, they had heard Jesus teaching and saw the mighty miracles he performed. Yet the main reason for Jesus coming to earth was not fully evident to them until they had seen the risen Lord. At first, the news of the resurrection seemed like idle tales to the disciples and believed them not. Mary did not recognize Jesus as well, thinking that he was the gardener. Thomas would not believe until he had placed his finger in the print of the nail. Yet their hesitancy to believe was changed to joy as Jesus appeared to them. The resurrection of Jesus was personal. Jesus called those he loved by name, showing them that he really was alive. He spoke tenderly to them, reassuring the truth concerning himself. These special moments would be etched in their minds, giving them a peace that would pass all understanding. Their lives would never be the same. The resurrection changed everything. The purpose of the Gospel of John is recorded in John 20, verse 31, where it says, "But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." While this verse could have nicely concluded the book of John, John adds one more chapter. This design is fascinating. You see, the key word of the book of John is believe. The story of Jesus' life, his death, burial, and resurrection is carefully presented so that you may believe in him. But John 21 asks the question, now what? What do we do now? Jesus was about to answer this as he prepared a table for his own. The disciples would finally understand who Jesus was and what Jesus expected them to do. It was an aha moment. Come with me now to the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had given instructions for them to meet him there, but while they waited, Peter and his disciples went fishing. After experiencing a roller coaster of emotions over the past few days, this was probably comfort of familiarity for them. However, disappointment set in as they caught nothing that night. In the morning, someone began speaking to them from the shore, asking if they caught anything. After confessing the truth, the man said, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship." At that moment, the net was filled with 153 fish. It was at this moment that John told Peter, "It is the Lord." Peter then swam to the shore. Here, the disciples found Jesus with prepared breakfast of fish and bread. The table was set as the aha moment captured the disciples' attention. One of the greatest blessings of spending time with Jesus is fellowship. The disciples no doubt remember the miracle of the catch of fish that broke the nets on these very waters. Not far from here was the place where Jesus fed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And now Jesus was serving them the same menu. The past and present became a bridge that the Savior used to display the hospitality of fellowship. Hospitality serves as bookends of the Gospel of John. Shortly after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, John and Andrew sought to follow Jesus, asking him, "Where dwellest thou?" Jesus replied, "Come and see." This was not just an offer to see where he lived, but a call to truly follow the Messiah. Now Jesus invited his disciples for breakfast on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, saying the famous words, "Come and dine." He provided a table not only of food, but a blessed fellowship. Here Peter was set on a new course that would affect the future of the church. I invite you to join us next time as we will take a virtual trip to Israel and walk along the shores of the Sea of Galilee and see the Bible come to life. Bring your Bible and feed at the table of Jesus. Also, I just wanted to mention that IBJM does host a special study tour to Israel on an annual basis. Feel free to contact us here at ibjm.org for more information about a trip of a lifetime. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at our website at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.